Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to health care. This week, we hear from Audrey Ayton and Courtney Baus. Audrey is the president of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Mizzou, and Courtney is a grassroots organizer for Planned Parenthood Great Plains and teaches sexual education at her church. They spoke about some of their efforts to make sure kids, teens, and adults know basic sex ed. Here's Audrey.
At one of our first education committee meetings, we were talking about, you know, what are some things that we don't know? Because that can be probably generalized to the whole Mizzou population. And a lot of what came up was sex ed questions. And there's a lot of, you know, myths and, you know, different information that people had on basic sex ed. So we decided to start the sex ed series and call it Better Late Than Never.
Missouri law has it right now that sex ed is opt-in at the district level. So it's not surprising to me that lots of folks come to college and don't know a lot about sex ed. And I really like the title Better Late Than Never.
Yeah.
And I think it's a result of deliberate policy choices and that harm Missouri.
Yeah. I work with at the Institute of Public Policy on campus. And with my research, I found that Missouri requires schools to teach HIV education, mm-hmm. but they don't require sex ed. So, so there can be a lot of, you know, a religious spin on some information.
Yes, that's what we have seen. Just shameful around sex in general, which mm-hmm. I think is really harmful to, again, like everyone.
Yeah, so I grew up in a suburb of Atlanta, Georgia, and my sex ed was pretty similar to what I've heard happens in Missouri. I have a story of like the most shamey part of it. they split us up into two groups. Like they separated us by gender. And then they, at one point, like after they had taught us sex ed or their version of it,
yeah.
they had the girls go into the boys' room mm-hmm. and they said, "Boys, raise your hand if you would want to marry a woman who wasn't a virgin."
How old were you?
That was in middle school. That
oh
was
my
like
God.
Seventh grade. So I was like 12 or 13 years old.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking that it was shamey at that point. Like, I saw through it.
For me, what I'm teaching sex ed is talking about consent and healthy communication and communicating your boundaries. And I think that's something that everyone can learn and little kids can like massively benefit from, because I think it sends a confusing message when we're telling kids like, "Oh, it's so cute, like you're 5 years old and like he hugged that girl that didn't really want to be hugged." But I think it sends a confusing message where when they're 5 years old that's cute, but when they're 15 and we're like, "No, you have to ask," and everyone's like, "Well, should have been asking at five too."
Like, that makes me think of like people who tell little kids he's being mean to you because he likes you.
Oh,
and
yeah,
sending very mixed signals and, you know, dangerous information about
what love and romance
right.
actually looks like.
That was Audrey Ayton and Courtney Baus speaking about Missouri's sexual education policies and the ways that they are trying to improve their peers' understanding of sexual health. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks, which was reported and produced by Isabel Lohman. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.